If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
We talk gardening once fortnight with Linda Hellinen, who joins us now. Hi, Linda.
Hi there.
Oh, how happy I am to hear from you. And you've got a topic dear to my heart today and aimed at people just like me. But what got you thinking about it?
I was actually thinking that you probably fit into this category.
Yeah,
of,
totally.
Of non-gardening friends of gardeners. We've all got them. Yeah. But it's funny because normally when you have friends, you have a shared hobby. And, you know, when you're younger, it's usually live music or, you know, art. And when you're older, it tends to be things like golf and gardening. But I have a very good friend whose name we shan't mention, although her name is Kelly Brown. And
she... Party at Kelly Brown's, yeah.
Yeah, exactly right. She's having a birthday today. And it makes me laugh because she's nearly at the half century. And at that point, you do start turning to gardening. And so in the last few months, she has started to sort of send me messages occasionally saying things like, I think I should get some dahlias, or, you know, when should I feed my legularias? And these are not conversations that we have ever had before.
In yeah, our that's nice of you though, eh?
I like it. I feel like I'm slowly winning. And so I started thinking, because obviously I have a garden that's open to the public, and when people come here, I kind of assume that they know the good plants from the bad plants, you know. They know the things that are real easy to grow and give you lots of satisfaction. And then I had a whole group of people here at the weekend learning how to take cuttings, and half of them had never heard of Ligularia reniformis. And like, if you're a gardener, everyone knows this plant is the tractor seed plant. And it's one of those plants where you cannot go wrong with it. It has these big, glossy, round leaves. Do you have it in your garden?
I do. I've got lots of it. Lots of it. And my only complaint is that the snails and slugs love it. I'm sure I've said to you that to you before. But
yeah, they can get at the outer leaves. And because it's kind of evergreen, like it produces new foliage every year. And so then the outer leaves tend to get a bit scrappy and you chop those off, but because the leaves are there all the time, you do need to protect it from slugs and snails if you live in Auckland. But down here in the hinterland of Auckland and the Hunua Ranges, we don't really have a big problem with slugs and snails.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, so the birds deal with them. And further south, you know, I remember whinging about snails to Christchurch gardeners and they look at you like you're from a foreign country.
Really?
Because they just don't have the same problem.
Yeah.
So it's a great plant. It looks really tropical.
It is
very
great.
Hardy. You can't kill it. It has got some yellow flowers, which nobody really likes, but you can cut those off. But it's one of those plants that if I was a starting out gardener, I would go and seek that out at the garden centre and plant it, and it will do well for you, and you will think, gosh, this is easy, this gardening lark.
Awesome. The only other thing I'd say, I've got this kind of dead zone in our property, and it's between a deck and a hedge, one of those big, scrappy hedges that I never asked for that's totally out of control, and there's a strip maybe a couple of feet wide, and I've killed ligularias there, and I suspect that it's because that massive big hedge is just sucking up all the moisture, plus it's getting no sits on the south side, you know what I mean? It's just the worst conditions.
Yeah.
I think there's probably only a certain sort of plant that can survive there.
And luckily for you, my next plant on the list is the sort of plant that would absolutely survive there. And
really?
It's Lamandra. Yep, it's a Lamandra, which is an Australian grass. And it's called lime tuff. And I often joke that at the end of the world, when we're all dead, the cockroaches will be living in gardens filled with Ligularia reniformis and Lamandra lime tuff.
Yeah.
It's tough as boots. And it's, I mean, I used to scoff at it and say it's boring because it's a real landscaper's plant, because it grows into this big clump of green grass. And it looks so much better, I'm afraid to say, than any of the native grasses will, because it stays compact. It's very green right through the year. They plant it in things like McDonald's drive-thrus for obvious reasons. You can run over it with your car. It's just a really good plant, and it never looks too ratty, and it grows into kind of a big green ball. And so it's another really good plant that if you put it in your garden, I guarantee you, you won't regret it.
Oh, great. And I see, I'm just looking at a website here, grows to 0.6 metres wide and 0.6 metres high. So I guess you'd sort of just lay a few out in a row.
Yeah, I'd love a few out. to be fair, it will grow a bit bigger than that if you look after it. So it can get up to, well, I've seen it in about a metre in a friend's garden who's a very good gardener. And so that's the thing. So it will grow bigger than that. But it is a really great plant just for landscaping and for, you know, for non-gardeners who want to have some say in what goes in their garden. It's a good one.
Easy enough to find?
Yep, both at garden centres. I suspect we've run out of time for the entire list. but maybe we'll come back to some
It's okay. We've got a little bit of time. So, yeah, go ahead.
So the next one I would always recommend is one called Sedum Autumn Joy. And it's a sedum, which means it's kind of a fleshy succulent. So when you buy it at the garden centre, it won't look like much. But when you plant it, it grows into a huge ball. And the first time I saw it looking amazing was in gardens around Marlborough, where it's cut down by the weather every year. And then it comes back fresh in spring. And it honestly looks like you have clipped this big giant succulent into a perfect ball, because that's how it grows. And then it starts to flower in spring. It flowers right through until now, and the flowers darken up from being pale pink to being a lovely rusty red colour, and the bees go crazy for it. Uh-huh. And it's just such a fabulous plant. Everybody asks about it when they see it in the garden. So look for that one as well.
Thank you. That's Sedum Autumn Joy, S-E-D-U-M.
Yep, and then the other two that go really well with those three plants, one is Hydrangea Limelight. So if you've got a shady patch, you could try this in your dry, crusty area, although you'll probably have a hard time getting it in the ground.
Yeah.
But it's a different sort of hydrangea to the mop toppy ones that we all remember from our grandmothers, because this one's much more dainty looking, and it has these huge big pointy green flowers that at this time of the year kind of go an antique-y pink. Fabulous for picking, really great under established trees or in a long row. So I've seen it looking magnificent down people's driveways under trees or houses. And it doesn't really get out of control the way some of the old hydrangeas do. And it's real easy to prune. You can just take the flowers off when they're finished at this time of the year and then give it a harder prune in late winter.
Oh, Victoria would enjoy that as well, because she's always asking me for more flowers and less kind of like, you know, tropical kind of palms and things. And you mentioned this briefly, but the other thing what I struggle with and probably other non-gardeners struggle with is what you put together. So this all kind of works together, does it?
Yep, these all work together. And then the other plant I'd chuck in there is one called Alstroemeria Indian Summer. And when this first came out, I remember scoffing at it because it's a bit of a hot mess. It's got a real mix of colours. It's got red, yellow and orange flowers.
Yeah.
And then a bronzy foliage. But I reckon that is probably the best plant that's been introduced for home gardeners in the 25 years I've been writing about gardening. It never stops flowering. It's very autumnal looking, so it's not to everyone's taste, but it's just a fabulous thing. It doesn't get out of control the way the old-fashioned Alstroemerias did. You can get it at all garden centres, and it grows quite tall, so to pick it, you just pull the stem straight out of the ground and shove it in a vase. It's great.
Oh, that is so cool. We're going to have to get, I'll have to ask our Sam to put this up on the website, because it involves some vaguely Latin-looking names. People won't have written all these down, but I tell you what, I'll get one of my team to put it up on the website for people.
You know what? I'll put a list. I'll put them up on my Facebook page later on today as well.
Thanks. Thank you, Linda.
No worries.
Have a great weekend.
You too. Cheers.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bowl and Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bowl and Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.